أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. We've been looking at the legacy of the Prophet, and we've started off with his words. In essence, the best of words from the best of creation. And I focused on the hadith where he said, one who protects my 40 hadith so that people may benefit from them. In other words, when we internalize something and manifest it, we'll be amongst those of wisdom and learning on the day of resurrection. So we've looked at 20 hadith. Let's continue now with 21 to 30. So he said, if you have a pearl in your hands and people call it a peanut, it will not cease to be a pearl. It's such a simple statement, but it basically says that nobody can change what you have. You are who you are. And I remember as a child, my father taught it to me by showing me a banknote, and he crumpled it up and he put it on the floor and he stepped on it, and then he made it all right again. He pulled it up again and he said, it still remains the same value, regardless of what anybody does to it. And that's exactly what this is all about. We are awesome human beings, each one of us, and each one has the potential to reach the heights that we want to reach to. And here he's saying that what you have in your hands is potential. Don't let anybody take it away from you. Hadith number 22. And remember, when I say it's number 22, there's no numbering to this. I've numbered it like this. There are so many hadiths. I've just picked these 40. He said, there are five things I will not give up until death. Eating with slaves on the ground. Riding a donkey without a saddle. Milking goats with my hands. Wearing simple clothes and greeting children. There's so much in there. 23, no honor is nobler than humility and kindness. You know, Allah says in the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honored with Allah is the one who is God conscious. And here the Prophet elaborates by saying that God consciousness means to have humility and kindness. 24, human beings from Adam to this day are like the teeth of a comb. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, nor for one color over another, except with God consciousness. So I can paraphrase this then saying that the only thing that makes us better than somebody else is humility and kindness. Hadith number 25, he was always the first to greet others. Again, we tell a story to children whereby the companions always wanted to greet the Prophet first because of this hadith. And one day in an alleyway, they hid in the doorways, thinking that if you were to enter this alleyway, they saw him coming and they thought they would shout out, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. But as he came to the entrance of the alleyway, he said, Assalamu alaikum to everyone who is in this alleyway. And that's why he just made sure he was the first to greet everyone. Wish we could do that. Let's look at the next one. His most awesome student, most perfect student, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, in the past I had a brother in God. The insignificance of the world in his eyes made him great in my eyes. He was not ruled by his stomach. He used to keep silent most of the time, yet when he spoke, he silenced all speakers and quenched the thirst of all questioners. He was more eager to listen than to speak. He was considered weak, yet in an emergency he was a lion of the forest. He would not advance an argument unless it was decisive, and he would not censure anyone for what could be excused until he had heard the excuse. He would say what he would do and not say what he would not do. When two things came to him, he would see which was more emotionally desirable and then do the contrary. When a student speaks about his teacher like that, that's just phenomenal. So maybe you could hear it again and again so you can fully absorb what Imam Ali said about him. Hadith number 27. He spoke in short, meaningful sentences and was never heard to interrupt anybody's speech. There's a wonderful hadith which says, Khayrul Qalam Kalla wa Dalla. The best of speeches, the best of talks is short and to the point. Hadith number 28, which is literally like the first one we saw. He never spoke with a sad or a face that had a frown on it. There was always a smile on his face. 29. The character of the Prophet of God was the Quran. So if you saw the Prophet, he was like the walking, talking Quran. Isn't that phenomenal? Something we can aspire to be. And finally, the 30th one. The one who recites the Quran and the one who listens have an equal share of the reward, he said. So you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we could start our day with 10 verses of the Quran. Recite them loudly so it's an audible recitation where you are reciting it and you can hear it. And end your day with 10 verses of the Quran and see the difference it will make in our lives. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to internalize these sayings of the Prophet and manifest them. ربنا تقبل منا إنك السميع العليم.